The owner of two stores in Cobham and Wimbledon Village has described the moment both were targeted by thieves within 24 hours this week. Up to £30,000 worth of handbags have been stolen from Phoenix-style boutiques on Monday evening and Tuesday afternoon. In the second robbery on Tuesday, two men used bolt cutters to remove the luxury items before getting into a waiting car. My name's Lucy Mayer and I've been speaking to the owner of both boutiques about the moment her professional life was turned upside down.
My name is Paige Menges.
So you're the owner of the two stores in Wimbledon Village and Cobham.
That's correct.
So can you explain what's happened at both of your stores?
So on Monday evening, just before we were closing, two gentlemen, probably early 30s, I would say, came into the store. One entered with his hands in his pockets and his a hoodie covering his face. And the other one stood at the door, holding the door open. And literally in about 10 seconds, he pulled out something from his pocket. We couldn't really see it on the CCTV, but it turned out to be wire cutters. And he cut the wires on that are attached to the bags. They're alarmed wires that are attached to bags so that no one can take them. But he cut those and ran off with a very expensive handbag. The following day, I sent the pictures to the girls in Wimbledon and I said, look, I highly doubt that this is an organized event. I'm sure it's an opportunist event, but these are the pictures. So just be vigilant. So the girls were, they kept the doors closed and they also knew that there was, this is in Wimbledon. They also knew that there was a panic button if there was anything, anything. If anything happens, they press the panic button and it goes straight through to the Met Police in Wimbledon. So they did feel a little bit reassured. One of the girls popped out to go and get some coffee. And the two gentlemen approached the door. And I think the young lady who was in my store at the time was froze with froze, saw them coming in and she dived for the panic button, which went off. They just seemed so brazen and unfazed by the panic button. They didn't even have their faces covered this time. They didn't even disguise the weapon that they had in their pocket. They had it in their hand and then just started cutting loads of wires and taking bags. They knew exactly what they wanted and what they were going to be taking. As it transpires, I think it is probably organized and it was definitely planned because there was a getaway car down the road in Wimbledon. We don't know if there was in Cobham, but...
Was anybody else affected? Because there's a lot of high-end stores in both Wimbledon Village and Cobham High Street. Are you aware of anybody else being affected?
No. We were just solely targeted. They only targeted us and not any of the other stores.
How much value are we talking about when we're talking about the bags that they've made off with?
Oh, God, it breaks my heart. Close to £30,000. They're very expensive handbags. They are Chanel handbags, so they are, you know, very expensive. And I think they knew. I know they knew. They knew the value of these bags. So one in Cobham, because he just managed to come in for 10 seconds and grab, and then three in Wimbledon.
And you obviously reported this straight away to the police, but from my understanding from the video, you're not very confident that they'll be caught.
On both occasions, we called the police straight away. And it took Surrey Police 2.5 days to come and see us. But it was only because of all the significant noise I was making on social media. And he actually said that was why he came down, was because we'd made so much noise on social media that he decided to come. They came down to investigate. No one's come from the Met Police, but what is really annoying is we have a panic button that goes straight through to the police station in Wimbledon and they should come straight away. The panic button went off for 15 minutes and no one turned up.
And has anyone said to you why they didn't come?
They're saying because it's just shoplifting. We've had such an amazing response from all the customers in Cobham and in Wimbledon, and I think it's because it resonates.
In a statement, the Met Police has told Radio Jackie News police were called to reports of a theft at a shop at High Street, Wimbledon, at around 12:40 on Tuesday, the 14th of January. The investigation is ongoing. There have been no arrests at this stage. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has any information is urged to call 101, quoting 01/7047470/25. To remain anonymous, please contact Crime Stoppers. Surrey Police has also issued a statement to Radio Jackie News. In it, the force says, "We aim to approach every investigation with care and service at the forefront of our minds, and we apologise that a delay in officer attendance in this case caused additional distress. We know shoplifting has a significant impact on businesses and can leave shop staff feeling fearful and vulnerable, particularly in the case of female staff. It is a priority for us to robustly pursue any offenders and get them before the courts." As part of our ongoing investigation into this theft, officers have visited the shop to take victim and witness statements, conducted local CCTV inquiries, released an ID appeal for the two suspects, and checked their images against the police national database. We have also increased proactive patrols in the local area. Targeting shoplifting continues to be a priority. And the last year, Surrey Police has achieved a fourfold increase in the number of charges for shoplifting countywide, amounting to more than 800 cases. Please also be reassured that if a crime is currently in progress, we would aim to dispatch officers immediately.